Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. This meeting between Pope Benedict XVI and artists on Saturday, 21st of November, marks 10 years since that moving letter Pope John Paul II wrote to artists on Easter Sunday, 1999, extracts of which will be read out in the Sistine Chapel on Saturday. I don't as yet know which ones these are, but I've picked some for you to listen to. Sean Patrick Lovett reads them for us.
No one can sense more deeply than you artists, ingenious creators of beauty that you are, something of the pathos with which God at the dawn of creation looked upon the work of his hands. A glimmer of that feeling has shone so often in your eyes, when, like the artists of every age, captivated by the sounds and words, colors and shapes, you have admired the work of your inspiration, sensing in it some echo of the mystery of creation, with which God, the sole creator of all things, has wished in some way to associate with you.
Pope John Paul II also highlights how society needs artists.
Obedient to their inspiration in creating works both worthwhile and beautiful, they not only enrich the cultural heritage of each nation and of all humanity, but they also render an exceptional social service in favour of the common good.
And the late Pope stressed how in the past, when few could read or write, representations of the Bible were a concrete mode of catechesis, reminding us of the words of Saint Gregory the Great, who once wrote,
"Painting is employed in churches so that those who cannot read or write may at least read on the walls what they cannot decipher on the page."
But whether people can or cannot read or write, Pope John Paul stresses in this letter how there exists a fruitful alliance between the gospel and art, going beyond what the senses perceive, striving to interpret reality's hidden mystery.
All artists experience the unbridgeable gap which lies between the work of their hands and dazzling perfection of the beauty glimpsed in the ardour of the creative movement. Believers find nothing strange in this. They know they've had a momentary glimpse of the abyss of light which has had its original wellspring in God.
I read this particular passage to one of the artists who's travelled from the States to meet with Pope Benedict XVI in the Sistine Chapel on Saturday 21st. He's John David Mooney. I asked him how he related to these words. Do you relate to that at all?
Totally. I work without knowing what I'm going to do or where I'm going to go with that work. And the only way that I can really come to that point is in preparation, through prayer, through contemplation, through completely emptying myself and letting the Spirit guide that work. It's amazing. And I think you'll find any artist, whether they are of faith or not of faith, the realization of the work comes outside of their control. It is outside of that. It is a force that you really can't stop if you've opened yourself to it.
John David Mooney, you're an internationally recognized artist. That's why you've been invited here in the Vatican. And I believe you have art that you can't carry around with you.
Some of it is both ephemeral, which disappears, and others are so large that they can't be transported.
Yeah, I read you once did a 133-foot long rooftop light sculpture in Los Angeles.
That's right. It's called Star Steps. And it sat at the corner of Hollywood Freeway and Sunset Boulevard. It was Hollywood.
And then I read, too, that you did light sculptures in the Chicago Tribune Tower. I've actually seen pictures of that.
Oh, good.
As I said, it's not art that you can carry around with you. How would you describe yourself as an artist?
Actually, the easiest way is just an artist, because I do encompass a lot of different disciplines. I am not committed to one material or one way of working, a repetition of one form over another. Rather, I try to find the voids in the urban setting, in society, and fill those voids and give a moment of beauty, of arrestation for thought of things other than the day-to-day problems that people have. So they have an excuse to celebrate just for a moment, even.
Where do you draw your inspiration from?
Oh, well, it comes from all sources. The world of science is a major one because they communicate with artists, particularly the physicists, the astrophysicists. The works that I did at Castel Gandolfo were
at the
observatory were requested by the scientists for a conference that they were holding. So I work in response to others' requests. I never know exactly what it's going to be. In fact, I start in the void.
How do you feel about this meeting with Pope Benedict on Saturday?
Highly honored to be invited. Thrilled also to come back to Rome. I feel like I'm coming home again. Pope Paul VI's call for artists in 1964, I was still in America. I was working as an artist, and the work that I was doing was really based upon a religious subject matter at the time. In fact, I had just created an important crucifixion, maybe a month or two before Pope Paul's meeting with the artists. And it was purchased by the Museum of Modern Art in New York. They don't buy religious art. So this was amazing that this happened, and that encouraged me to continue doing more work. And his call for artists was strong enough to me that I came a few months later and covered the final year of the Council as an artist in 1965. I had full access to all the meetings, met weekly with Cardinal Sunens, and at the close of the Council, they celebrated Jacques Maritain, who was Paul VI's great friend and who had been my hero all through college. His responsibility to the artists, the society, Maritain wrote, has been my guidebook. And I felt, wow, this is wonderful. This Pope, who I met when I was an undergraduate as a freshman, when Cardinal Montini, came to Notre Dame in America for an honorary degree with President Eisenhower. So it was a full circle with Pope Paul VI. And coming back now with Pope Benedict XVI, it's like completing that circle.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.